ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Israel's war cabinet has voted to expand preparations into Rafah, where more than a million refugees have sought shelter. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is paying close attention to the situation.
Because there's a million people there in very close quarters who've been pushed there because of the military operations in other parts of Gaza, you would have really significant civilian casualties.
President Biden said in an interview with CNN this week that while the U.S. is committed to Israel's defense, he would not supply offensive weapons, which Israel could use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah. Strong storms are barreling across the South from Texas to Florida. ABC's Faith Abube tells us of one family caught in the middle of it.
A wall of violent storms hammering the South, leaving hundreds of thousands of families without power.
Oh, my God.
Gary Cowell Jr. and his wife, Tammy, caught in a radar-confirmed tornado near the Tallahassee Airport. Their son calling to warn them.
Mom, pull over! Pull over!
He's trying to get us out of
this
area.
I was calling you. There's a tornado on the ground.
A web of wires and snapped power poles draped over neighborhoods in Tallahassee.
A woman in Tallahassee died when a tree fell on her home. A $400 million drawdown package of military aid will soon be on its way to Ukraine. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
It is possible that Russia will make further advances in the coming weeks, but we do not anticipate any major breakthroughs. And over time, the influx of U.S. assistance will enable Ukraine to withstand these attacks over the course of 2024.
The shipment is being sent as Russia steps up its offensive on Kharkiv. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial will resume on Monday. The prosecution is expected to call Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, to the stand next week. You're listening to ABC News. Israel secured a top spot in this year's Eurovision contest, but not everyone's happy about it.
Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Israel all securing spots to Saturday's Eurovision final. This comes as large protests were held in the Swedish city of Malmo, calling for Israel's expulsion from the contest over the war in Gaza, some even booing during Israeli singer Idan Golan's performance. In 2022, Russia was barred from participating over its invasion of Ukraine.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera. A toddler in the UK has undergone an experimental treatment to restore her hearing, and in several months in, it appears to be working.
18-month-old Opal Sandy was given an infusion of gene therapy into her right ear, which replaces the DNA that causes her type of inherited deafness. Doctors hope Opal's success can lead to gene therapy for more common types of hearing loss.
We're not delivering a large dose of gene therapy to the rest of the body, so it means that we see fewer side effects.
Within 4 weeks of the surgery, Opal responded to sound.
Can I have a kiss? Oh, good girl.
6 months in, she can hear soft noises, even whispering.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. The bodies of two skiers have been recovered following this week's avalanche in the Wasatch Mountains in Utah. Officials say the two were completely buried several feet in the snow when they were found. Daria Albinger.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.